Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for viewing or listening. Mission accepted. I mean, my gosh, is that not the coolest name ever? And if you are someone who's taken a mission on, no matter what it, you have taken on in life, you know that it's a choice that happens and happens and happens and happens. We make this continual decision, but there are certain mission seekers, and those are entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, you know, media, creatives, people that pull those missions to themselves, say yes and continue to say yes, and also inspire others. So I just wanted to create the most incredible platform, and lucky me, I get to talk with amazing people like Yvonne today. I'm not going to go on and on about the show. I want to really get into what she's got to share with us. You guys are going to love this because, you know, when you ask people the top three things that they love or they want most in life or what they're looking for, you're going to hear words like legacy, being able to do what I want, when I want. But when you get down to the crux of it, it's like being able to make the decisions that you want with the freedom to choose, the freedom to have the house in the country or the castle in Europe, whatever it is that you're looking for, or that car or this car or hanging out with your kids. You want the freedom to choose. And so welcome to the very first freedom business coach that I have met that has owned that title. And Yvonne's got a really interesting story that talks about her own experience about finding her own freedom. And she's been able to relay that and roll that over into a way. And like most entrepreneurs, is taking an experience that happens for them and making it about making people better. Like, isn't that a glorious thing? So I don't want to keep talking about her like as if she's not here, because we're lucky enough to have her. Deb, stop talking. Get this woman on air. So Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. What an awesome introduction. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for creating this platform for us to have a voice on and to spread the joy that brings, that is us in business. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Yvonne in those serendipitous, a friend of mine invited me to an event, and then somehow I said something that connected a phone call, and you won something that I was offering as a prize. And, you know, lucky me, she lives in the same kind of area. And so she's like, oh, I'll just come over and pick it up. And it was a pickup that lasted an hour and a half and a cup of tea.
That's right.
The best, right? Those serendipitous meetings. But you know what, let's kind of get right into it. So Why don't you explain to people, what is a freedom business coach? And maybe, you know, if you want to kind of go into what was it that made freedom so important to you?
Two very big questions. Let's start with what makes me a bit freedom business coach, what got me onto that mm-hmm. path and journey. And I'll dial back to when my family, my mom and dad and I moved to Canada. We from Germany, we were running a lodge and restaurant. And through that, I had the first opportunity to really be in business with my family and learn all aspects of that. But also, and more importantly, I think for me, was to be sitting with all of these guests that we hosted. And many of them were very established, very successful in the traditional definition of success, money, you know, fame, fortune, that sort of thing. And when I sat with them, I'm a very natural question asker, intuitive inquirer, I guess, I would sit with them and I would ask them questions about what got them onto into their business and what, you know, what got them to that point sitting with me in the lodge. And the stories that I wove together were always some resonance of, you know, I got into this business for to have a lifestyle. And I often, and along the way, I had to give up my health, my family, or my life at the cost of being an entrepreneur. And for me, that was such a pronounced story that I heard over and over and over. And seeing my own mom and dad in business and working their butts off and struggling with their relationships, struggling with their marriage, struggling to raise me at that time. So it was just, there was something there for me that I was like, there has to be a better way. The cost of running your business or having your the freedom to be a business owner shouldn't come at the expense of, you know, giving up everything else. And so I went to business school and with the determination to become really good at business. And then fast forward through, you know, a number of different scenarios from sales to business development, I finally found an opportunity to break loose and become a business coach. And as I started to write my book, it became even more clear to me that this isn't just about being a business coach. I really have a deep desire to do things differently than the traditional mythology that we're being taught in business school, but also by our mentors and teachers that we have access to at this time. And that that became my mission. And so the mission I accepted is that I want to show women a different way of how we, like, to show them their internal wisdom, the wisdom of the feminine that we already hold within us. And that that too can operate quite beautifully alongside the masculine wisdom in business. It doesn't just have to be one way or the other. It can be both.
And that's really, as much as it's an old philosophy, it's a new concept, right? Because when you think, and, you know, I know that some people are listening and not watching. And so let's just say we're not in our 20s. You know, I have an 18-year-old that's launching his first business, and that's just not heard. That was not heard of necessarily when I was 18. How about I'll just claim the age in this show? But when you think about, and what I went through as an entrepreneur, and I hit my entrepreneurship in my 20s, mm-hmm. it was very much more based on the principles of what we grew on. And, you know, there's something to be said about hard work. There's something to be said about long hours. There's something to be said. And it was an expected piece of building business. And I think what happens, there's nothing wrong with that. I think there's nothing wrong with work ethic, and there's nothing wrong with putting your heart in, and there's nothing wrong with having so much joy about what you do. I would do it as a hobby. I would do it as a business, and I would do it in my, you know, my off hours if I was having a 9-to-5. But I think where it's really important to recognize is the ability to be able to achieve the goals that we think will come from that one formula in many different ways. And I think that's been a part of the kind of movement, or, you know, whether it's more women in business or whether it's a global, you know, a global understanding of having different approaches to business and yielding considerable successful, you know, achievements, and or for those of us that have come at our businesses in this very more work ethic, drive it down, sacrifice kind of way, that at some point, because sometimes you forget to get off that roller coaster. Sometimes you think it's the only way to do business until people, you know, have things like what you saw, right? Where you see your parents and sacrifice or stress or what have you. I think there's a certain personality that's kind of attracted to the life of an entrepreneurship, but that you can have someone like yourself come in and go, yo, hey, whoa, you know, you don't need to be that tired. You don't need to be. And there could be another way to look at it, another way to build it, and or another way to adjust it for those of us that have been, you know, kind of come from that era, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I love that. That's why I just so much love the name Freedom Coach, you know? So I know I gave you a kind of a, you know, a double hitter on that first question. Do you want to share a little bit what kind of brought you here or a little bit of your story?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I love sharing my story. Yeah. It's yes. So freedom is my core principle, purpose, core value. It comes from deep within. And the reason I think I was brought here with that is because where I come from, where I was born and raised, we didn't have freedom of choice. And to me, that is ultimately what freedom is, freedom to choose the life that I want, or freedom to choose to go where I want and do what I want. And in former communist Germany, where I was born and raised, we didn't have that. So I, at a very early age, experienced political authoritarian oppression. And when my parents decided that they wanted to make a break for freedom, we were caught at the border and escorted back. And that's really where my story begins, where I had my, where I feel that the child in me had to grow up. And that was that moment in time. And when we moved from East Germany, we moved first to West Germany, where I experienced capitalism for the first time, which, let me tell you, coming from a communist socialist background, it was a whole new world. and one that my dad embraced immediately. I mean, he wanted to, you know, make up for lost time and all of that. And so I think he was the one who instilled the freedom seeker in me. And we have been traveling together ever since. And he's never he's never stopped to look for fulfillment. I think that's really what he's been after, is it's just fulfillment. And so I ended up searching for fulfillment in all places, some of them great, some of them not so great. But at the end of the day, it brought me to where I am today. And that is after going to university, like, as I already mentioned, I helped my parents run the business here in Canada, because I was the only one who spoke English out of the three of us, at least a little bit of English. And so I was helping them with translating, going to lawyers' offices, accountants, and so on and so forth, and also the day-to-day running of the business. And then that inspired me to go to university for a business degree, to really do more with it, because I knew in my heart of hearts that was where the freedom was for me, is to be an entrepreneur. You know, for, I tried the corporate world for a bit, and I just, it's not for me. You know, I really like being the maker of my own destiny in every way. And so when I was working in business development and sales, I had that corporate experience, but I found myself in a new type of oppression, a taste of it anyways. And that was more of that socioeconomic gender oppression. And that didn't sit well with me either. So I quit my really good career. I had established a really great career pattern. I was being trained and mentored by the CEO of the company to go to become the next managing director. And I quit. And I said, no, this isn't it. There is more behind that story, but too much to get into right now. And I quit, and I sold everything I owned, and I bought myself a pair of Merrells and traded the high heels in for a backpack, and went backpacking through Europe for a year by myself. And that was really when the second moment in my life where I grew back down. You know, the first one was the moment where I had to grow up. And yeah. Then this moment in time, which was about 12 years ago, I grew down. And by that, I simply mean I rediscovered who I am on that trip, on this journey, because I mean, I was down to nothing. I had a backpack on my back, and that was it. And I had to figure it out. And that was a really beautiful experience for me to learn who is Yvonne, and what does Yvonne want, and not who do I have to please, and, you know, what do I have to do and say and be for the world to accept me. And that was a big moment. And I don't know if that answers your question, but from there, that was when really my journey began to become where my work began.
Yeah.
First with myself and then with others.
That's an incredible story, because when people hear about that, those are the things that I can hear half my listeners. I'm sure why I have a podcast, because I can hear them going, could you imagine being able to have a year to yourself to find out who you are? And I know there's so many things that life pulls at us that feels like an impossible quest for a lot of people. You know, it's like they grab their moments of peace, they grab their 15 minutes here or their aromatherapy bath or their spa treatment. And it's all these little pieces that try to help you stay in touch in relationship to you. I used to own a massage studio, and our whole mandate for it was many, 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 many clients we worked on, but it was like, okay, in the hour and a half, the 2 hours, or the 4 hours or 6 hours, whatever we had with that one person, let's just try to bring them back to themselves. What a gift. I mean, that honestly clearly took a lot of bravery. There's no way about it. People don't like quit and just like, you know, do the wild thing and then have a movie and Oprah talk about you kind of thing. This is the real life. This is the real life wild, where someone's taking and putting themselves first or knowing that that's needed. And I think there's a lot of us that when you really dig underneath the surface, there was a time where we had whatever you want to call it, the epiphany, some people call it the dark night of the soul. For me, I was looking in the mirror and the mirror literally went black. I literally just had this, you know, sheer probably moment or two moments of not being able to see myself in the mirror. And it was the indication that change needed to happen. That's what took me from one career to the other career. And it started my personal growth exploration. And you'll hear a lot of entrepreneurs talk about that exploration and what it is. But that's really incredible. What a gift to give yourself. Mm-hmm. Because that's time. And, you know, is there anything more precious than time? I don't know. To be able to discover and then have it come to you instead of chase for it, what it is that you're meant to do. So what a gift. And I know that you have this thing about the truth around balance. Do you want to share and give our listeners some, because they're like, wow, you know, what a better person to listen to about that than someone who was brave like that. So what are some of the things, or what is the fallacy around balance, or what's your thoughts on it?
Such a great question, Deborah. My thoughts on it are this. I'm a Libra, born Libra.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So my quest for balance has also been with me since I've been born. And that said, it's a myth. I don't think there is. It's a myth that a lot of women put on themselves and live by, and use it as a way to beat themselves up when they don't attain it. And that's why I would like to come at it from the angle of saying, well, let's debunk this myth, because there is no such thing as balance. I think there is harmony. Mm-hmm. And harmony to me there is a difference, and it goes back to music, because in harmony, there is this rhythm, you know, and sometimes it's stronger and then sometimes it's shorter. Like, there is no even keel. And that is what balance means to me, is that it all has to be equal and even and all of that. And I just don't think that that exists, or that is a very, very difficult to achieve goal, and one that you're setting yourself up for failure right from the beginning.
I agree, because you'll hear people say, you know, I don't have balance, and I don't have balance. And as someone who works with entrepreneurs, and I'm like, so first of all, when you take on a quest, when you take on new ways of thinking, it's not supposed to be about balance. Sometimes if you're building your business, you're all in. Sometimes if you're building a family, you're all in. Sometimes if you're, you know what I mean, you're all in more than one sector. And it's sad to hear people, you know, gauge themselves and then doubt themselves or question themselves that they're not doing something right. Because it's not, you know, oh my gosh, like, I was on a speaking thing yesterday. I was a speaking event. And so we were supposed to say, what's one of the things you're going to let go of from last year? And I was like, I'm going to let go of the guilt of not exercising enough. That's what I'm letting go of. People are like, I'm letting go of this. And then I'm like, I'm just going to let go of any time I said I should be. I was building a business. I was working with this. I was doing with that. And So I think that it's important to really drive that down, because people seem to think their lives are in quadrants.
Yes. You know? Well, and it's something you said earlier that came right back to me. It's most entrepreneurs go into their business or into business because of a joy or a passion that they have for something. And when we aim for balance, or when we live our life in quadrants, it removes that joy, because now the energy all goes to making sure that all the pieces are always where they need to be. And then, you know, perfection seeps in, and not enoughness seeps in, or shooting yourself seeps in. And that, mm-hmm. It's something we all do. Let me just be very clear. Like, this isn't, you know, I'm not preaching. I'm saying I recognize it, because I have done it. I still do it. It's, mm-hmm. it's something that I think is deeply ingrained into our cultural fabric. Right. And that is exactly the myth that I feel needs to be talked about a little bit more and debunked, and really identify what is important to you. And it doesn't just mean money. Hopefully there's a little bit of a deeper background behind what is important to why you have this business or why you are in business. And let's focus on that. And I feel when we really get down to understanding what that is, that thing that lights us up, then we can maintain a harmony between the components that need to happen. So whether it is that you have to pull an all-nighter because you have a deadline tomorrow, but then you can take 2 days off and recover, that's harmony. That's not balance. That's harmony.
Right. Great. Great way to put it. We're going to start injecting that new word now, people. We're going to talk about harmony, because harmony brings you joy. And, you know, the stress of being imbalanced doesn't. Look, I know that the book was a really big deal for you. And I know that there's so many people that talk about, you know, I have a book inside me. Some people write it for business, some people write it for personal. Can you talk about a little bit on, what was it for you? And what would your words be to someone who's in business that's, you know, thinking of doing a chapter? There's a lot of anthologies in the world right now, thinking of writing a book. Like, what was that for you, and how did it bring you benefits in your business?
Oh, 100% it did. It was both. I have had a book in me for years, and it goes even back to, like, way back before I did my backpacking journey. I had always this vision of bringing to life my story, the girl that lived in communist Germany, because this is our history today. Like, this is what happened in our lifetime. This isn't, you know, before us. So I wanted to bring that to life, and I didn't know how. And I think that's really the beauty in our journey is that we don't quite know how, but we pick up pieces here and there. And, you know, I have folders where I keep dropping these pieces and ideas and someday you will sit somewhere and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to write a book. And I have no idea how I'm going to write this book. I'm not a writer, but I'm going to write a book. And that was that. And that moment hit me for real, like when I actually took action when COVID happened. And I said, I'm going to use this time to really sit down and write out what I want. And I hired a coach to help me, because I said, like I said, I'm not an author. I've never done anything like this. So I hired a coach to help me with the writing process. And it was a story of my, like a memoir. And then as we were writing, it became more and more about how this actually applies to my business and who I am and what I've become. Mm-hmm. And so with her guidance, we have been molding, that's the best word for it. We've been molding this. And so it's been both. It's been an incredibly healing piece for me, because I am digging up some deep stuff that I don't think I've ever really completely dealt with. And at the same moment, it's helping me translate it into how can this serve the world? How can my experience with this serve the woman that I'm helping who's struggling in her business right now?
Yeah.
And so the book is a memoir, and it is a memoir about bringing feminine wisdom into business and how I found that.
Thank you so much for sharing that. There's been so many things, like, you know, as someone who devours books and information that's pertinent to the betterment of my life, my health, my relationships, my business, what have you, personal development, such a big piece of what we do. You know, I fell in love and never realized the power of reading someone's biography in relating to how much it helped my business. And it helped me as well until the first one that I read was Gloria Steinem. And I read her book because I just love who she is and the impact that she's made. And I, you know, it was a dream bucket list for me. And I went down and I got to meet her and share some words and sign the book and all that kind of good stuff. And so I read her book, and in reading her story, you know, would you say that Gloria Steinem is a business book? I wouldn't say so. I would say that it's, you know, it's a journey, it's an empowerment, whatever it is, but political, whatever category you want to put it in. But when I started to read her biography, and things like she always took taxis because it gave her an opportunity to talk to the taxi driver, and she learned more about the city and the politics within the city and the culture of the city and the dynamics by talking to the taxi drivers than she ever did talking to the politicians. Mm-hmm. And just little pieces like that were so inspiring, and they actually helped me in my company.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And so listening to someone's story and journey, whether it's, you know, it's not a book on time management, may teach you the best form of time management that you've ever, ever heard of. Or you might realize, like, wow, how grateful am I? You know, how grateful am I? And I'm not going to waste my freedom. I'm reading a story of a woman who fought for her freedom or whatever it is. So I think there is just so important. And when you hear someone's story, which is, you know, one of the premises, we can give a snippet of it here on the show, but that's incredible. Mm-hmm. So look, I know that we're probably coming to that close in that time. I know that your time's valuable and we got to steal you away for a little bit. I'd love to ask you, so, you know, in the journey that you've had, and maybe more so in your business, you know, we do these things with this intention and joy and wanting to help others, but there's those magical moments, or there's those surprises of, you know, meeting somebody or something that you come across or you discover about yourself. What's been one of those really positive or magic moments or surprises from taking this journey that's happened for you that you can share with us?
Well, I'm so, so excited to actually hear that question, because it really had me think about what was the magical moment. And here it is. I'm a huge follower, fan of Daniel Laporte, our resident local, yeah. Daniel Laporte.
Yeah.
And The Desire Map, her best-selling work that she's most known for, was a hugely inspiring piece to my journey and just allowing myself to actually think and feel in a different way than what I was being told I should. And a few years ago there was a women's, don't want to say networking group, but let's call it that for a moment because I can't think of a better word. A women's networking group was putting on this big event, and it was the first of its kind in Alberta anyways. And Daniel Laporte was the keynote at this event. So I went just to go and see Daniel Laporte. And I walked away with so much more. But the magic in that moment was that I not only got to meet her, for the second time, I got to meet her on a so much deeper and more intimate level. And like you just said about biographies, I observed her in this event, not as Daniel Laporte, the author and speaker, but I observed her as Daniel Laporte, the businesswoman. And it was such a defining moment for me when I just watched her, how she interacted, how she was there the entire weekend. She wasn't just there for her speaking time, but she was there the entire weekend, and not just there, but present. She was, you know, engaging with the audience, with us women. she was signing her books, and she was taking a moment with every single book she signed. She took a moment to take a picture and to chat with that person. Like, how incredible. And that was when I said, this is the business owner, businesswoman that I like to strive to become, is like her model. So that was a magical moment for me, because I saw it in action. I saw that it's possible.
That's incredible. I love that, right? There's those opportunities that don't have until you say yes. And that truly is why I'm so excited about the words mission accepted. And if people don't know, by the time it's airs, that's why I decided to name the book, the compilation, Mission Accepted. Because you don't know what's going to happen. But when you say yes, and you know, it's interesting because we've both experienced, as experienced business people, we remember what it's like to be scared to take risks. We now take risks. People think for some reason you get up to a place where you don't take risks and get scared. I'm not sure who they are, but I'm sure we all do that. It's like when you say yes, providence comes into play. There's something very magical after you energetically say the vibration of the word yes, that things line up that wouldn't have lined up before. Whether you're finding that quarter on the ground that symbolizes to you something really special, or because you've been, you know, looking for abundance and it's a little confirmation, or whatever it is, but providence. And when you said yes, and you made the move to go in the direction that you did, now you're aligning and seeing and hanging out with and spending time with someone that you have a lot of respect for, like Danielle, who I love her truth bombs, by the way. I mean, they're just so great, right? Some of them we can't say on the air, but I love hashtag, I declare my karma cleared. That one was like, ooh, you know, to the power. So she's great. But it's just those magical moments that happen, right? So look, I know that you're an amazing coach. I want people to be able to have access. And so no better that if you can just tell people where they can reach you for information, or joining you on your social and watching your journey, or this book, where can we get your book? Please share with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So everything can be found right on my website, which is www.yvonnewinkler.com. My book is there. How to Get in Touch with Me is there. My coaching page, if you want to just see my style or what I do. That's where I would send you.
Okay. So let's just, because not everybody's, you know, at a place where they have a paper and pen. And so Yvonne, it's Yvonne, correct?
Or no, Yvonne.
Winkler Winkler.
You got it. You got it.
Or just think of, you know, Yvonne Wins. .com. So thank you so much. Is there anything that you wanted to share? Is there any final words that you want to share before we say goodbye? And I'm sure that we will see you again. I don't know. I got to find, do you have another book inside you?
Let me finish this one first. Let me get this one out first.
But maybe we're going to be bringing you on when you're doing your book tour.
I don't believe in coincidences. I do believe in karma. And I know in my heart that there is a very definite reason why you and I connected so serendipitously that day. And we will see each other again. Parting words, I would say, you know, in connection to everything that you've said already, freedom isn't something that we're just being handed and given. Freedom is something that we choose. And by the definition of choosing, it also means that we're going to have to do a little bit of work around that. And so everyone who has ever gotten to where they wanted to be also has another common story a commonality in their story. And that is that they have had someone to help them get there. So don't think that you need to do this alone. Hire the person, the coach, the therapist, the whatever, the skill to help you do what it is that you want to do. You know, stop wasting your time, because you're right. Time is short and valuable, and just get her done, but recruit the help that you need to get it done.
Absolutely. I would 100% agree that you got to call it in, you know, you got to call it in, and it's going to happen quicker, faster, and with higher level success, and honestly, a whole lot more joy. Mm-hmm. you know, we learned how to delegate, you know, we went and learned how to delegate in our life. Oh, we could have someone clean our house, or we could have someone run our errands, or we can have our groceries delivered. Or, and then we come to our main passion and joy, and we try to tackle it on, and we tend to call out for help when we're in pain. But if you actually create, I had a great friend of mine. We went for a beautiful walk, and she said, "You gave me something 10 years ago." And she goes, "I want to share with you," because she'd just gone through this experience. She goes, "And I took your advice." I was like, "Wow, 10 years ago. Please don't quote me from 10 years ago." But she's like, "Deb, you said every queen needs its counsel." It came through a very intuitive conversation. And I didn't remember that I said it, but she wrote it down on a piece of paper. And she had an experience lately that required her to create counsel for the success of something that she was going through from a health perspective. And she said, "Best advice ever given." So I really, I was like, wow, thank you for giving it back to me 10 years later and reminding me that every queen has its counsel. So, and I know you've helped so many people. So thank you for listening. And hey, you guys out there listening and watching, if you are an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur in media, or you are a creative and you have something that you want to come onto the show and share, please reach out. Whether you want to come out and do a podcast, whether you want to be part of the compilation that's going to hit the world saying Mission Accepted, which is all of us saying our two cents. There's lots of different things that I do that allows kind of voice and story for people to hear what it is you're doing. I'd love to grab a conversation. And thank you so much again, Yvonne, for coming on. And with that, you guys have an amazing day. We will see you again next week.